Hello, I'm Gary Robey, and this is a call to worship. Jesus Christ is the Word of God.
Set our hearts on fire.
Heavenly Father, we thank you today for your word, our instruction book for this life. It is so sweet to trust in you and just to rest on your promises, just to know, thus saith the Lord. God, we have this confidence that the Bible is literally your words to us, that holy men of God wrote as they were inspired by you. And the information is useful to teach us what is true and to help us realize what's wrong in our lives. Your Holy Spirit makes it come alive in our hearts so that when we fill our mind with scriptures, it prepares and equips us to do every good work. And it's often been called your love letter to us, helping us to understand the good news of the gospel. Lord, please bless this time we invest in your presence, looking at your precious promises.
I shall be like a tree planted by the river that brings forth its fruit in its season. And I shall be like a tree planted by the river, and whatever I do shall not fail. And I shall be like a tree planted by the river, and whatever I do shall not fail.
Trusting thee, Lord Jesus, I behold thee as thou art, and thy love so pure, so changeless, satisfies my heart. Satisfies its deepest longings, meets, supplies its every need, compasseth me round with blessings, thine is love indeed.
Thank you for listening to this Call to Worship. I want to thank those of you who have written to us, sent a message from our website, or have stopped by our Facebook page. We sincerely appreciate your prayer support and your donations to this ministry as you're led. Your tax-deductible gift can be sent to Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. That address, again, is Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. You'll also find us online at www.calltoworship.us. Our website allows you to conveniently and safely make a contribution. If you miss a portion of today's program, you are able to listen to this program as well as past programs right there on our website. That website address is calltoworship.us. Thank you. This is a call to worship.
When we walk with the Lord in the light, to trust, and no trust and obey, trust and obey.
Not a burden we bear, not a sorrow we share, but our toil He doth, which we
God communicates to us through His Word. His Word is Jesus Christ. In John chapter 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. You see, the Bible is God's words. In Jeremiah 30, this is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. Write down for the record everything I have said to you, Jeremiah. You've no doubt heard the phrase, God said it, I believe it, that settles it for me. Since it is God's Word, you can count on it. The Scriptures have been and must be fulfilled. Mark 14, I was daily with you in the temple teaching, and ye took me not. But the Scriptures must be fulfilled. Romans 15, such things were written in the Scriptures long ago to teach us, and the Scriptures give us hope and encouragement as we wait patiently for God's promises to be fulfilled. And in 1 Corinthians 15, moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also ye have received, and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved, if ye keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you have believed in vain. For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. He who promised is faithful. Has he said, and will he not do it? Or has he spoken, and he will not make it good? Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will by no means pass away. In Isaiah 40, the grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God stands forever. And as Jesus himself said in John 5:39, you search the Scriptures because you think they give you eternal life, but the Scriptures point to me. And you don't have to read very much of the Psalms to understand how that David cherished God's Word. Psalms 119, oh, how I love your instructions. I think about them all day long. Your commands make me wiser than my enemies, for they are my constant guide. Yes, I have more insight than my teachers, for I am always thinking of your laws. I am even wiser than my elders, for I have kept your commandments. I have refused to walk on any evil path, so that I may remain obedient to your word. I haven't turned away from your regulations, for you have taught me well. How sweet your words taste to me! They are sweeter than honey. Your commandments give me understanding. No wonder I hate every false way of life. Your word is a lamp to guide my feet and a light for my path. It's vital that we invest time in God's Word. Just like God provided food to the Israelites as manna each morning, try starting each day in the Bible. It's true that the best time to tune the instrument is before the concert. Make it a priority to tune your instrument first thing each day. Listen to Paul's instructions in his second book to Timothy, chapter 3. But you must remain faithful to the things you have been taught. You know they are true, for you know you can trust those who taught you. You've been taught the Holy Scriptures from childhood, and they have given you the wisdom to receive the salvation that comes by trusting in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is inspired by God and is useful to teach us what is true and to make us realize what is wrong in our lives. It corrects us when we are wrong and teaches us to do what is right. God uses it to prepare and equip His people to do every good work. If you want to do good works and prosper in all that you do, stay in God's Word.
Believe it. David stood.
Our call to worship today is recognizing the Word of God. I'm happy that you're listening and pray that this program is comforting to you. Thank you for your letters and your financial support that keeps Call to Worship on your local station. Our mailing address is Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. That address again is Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. You're invited to stop by our Facebook page and visit our website at www.calltoworship.us. You can make a tax-deductible donation to this ministry on the website. You can listen to programs there and find other valuable information, including a list of songs that you hear on this program. That's calltoworship.us. Call to Worship is a broadcast ministry of the Dove Media Ministries of Medford, Oregon. Invest time in God's Word every day. Hide God's Word in your heart that you might not sin, and have faith in God. He will keep His promises.
He would lead me to the other side.
His promises
light my way, never lead my feet to stray. Living in His Word, I will overcome. Standing on His promises one by one. He would lead me to the other side.
His promises
light my way, never need my feet to stray. Living in His Word, I will overcome. Standing on His promises one by one. Living in His Word, I will overcome. Standing on His promises one by one.
His promises
light my way, never leave my feet to stray. Living in His